We are your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning, Mr. Bob Akin, sir, welcome.
I mean, this is what early fall is supposed to be.
The weather's just exactly perfect, and it's pleasant.
Yeah, and it's October.
Well, sure.
And it's something that happens every year on the second Saturday in October around here, namely the core rivalry of what remains of the Big 12, Texas, Oklahoma, at the state fair, big deal.
Right.
One of the four or five great rivalries in college football. But also, Saturday night is the game one of the American League Championship Series.
There's a lot going on
with your Texas Rangers.
That's right. We are very proud of those Texas Rangers right now.
I would not be shocked, and for years I disparaged them for being a major league team and name only, and the current management team that's there has quietly built one of the best organizations in Major League Baseball.
We're talking about Nolan and John Daniels.
Yeah,
and, sure.
And everybody that they've got down through their minor league organization, a really good managerial and coaching staff in the dugout. And they've assembled a good core group of players. May not be quite the core group that's about to retire with the Yankees, and they may never quite get that level of sustained excellence, but they're not far away.
Sure.
It is something that is worth keeping an eye on, not just this October, but for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way of saying that they're a long way from being just the flavor of the month.
Right.
Of course, then again, Rick Perry was a long way from being the flavor of the month. He lasted two. And now the flavor of the month is Herman Cain.
Yeah, what? I know it. The pizza magnate.
Hey, pizza, yes. You got to wonder if he's sending Godfather's pizzas over to the Donald. Speaking of other flavors of the month, I think what we probably ought to just back up and say, well, you know, if you don't think Herman Cain can last a month, which I don't, but that's another matter.
Okay.
Well, where's the high-dollar media? What are they to do? If such Chris Christie predictably said, no way.
Yeah.
And they finally and reluctantly get cozy with the Mitster.
Right.
I think, you know, at this point, all the way through, there's been a consistent 25% in poll after poll after poll for Romney, and about 35 to 40% for the various right-wing and conservative candidates. But what about that other 35% or so that keeps saying none of the above? They're starting to reluctantly, and sometimes feet dragging, but with checkbooks open, coming around to Romney as the only one who is potentially electable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but the conventional wisdom was anybody but Romney, right?
Right.
I think just as part of our ongoing assault on the conventional wisdom, which, you know, as we all know, must be true.
Right.
Because we heard it somewhere, and we agreed with it.
That's right.
Because it's only the conventional wisdom, or accepted as such, if it confirms what we're hoping for or afraid of.
Right.
If it's not, well, we just tune it out. I think a very good example of what we're talking about here is what's happened over the course of the last 10, 12 years with the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear anybody tell you it's the only place to be for retirement, or it's a racket. Indeed, there are some presidential candidates who would probably stop short and bite their tongues off, but might be the ones who might be inclined to call it a Ponzi scheme. I know this in terms.
Right.
Look, I've been since my early junior high years, which is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have played poker. And I have bet sports, especially football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking going on 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a little bit about risk management and have a pretty good feel for it. Indeed, anybody's ever been in business, whether they want to describe it as such.
Right.
The fact is that what some of the critics of the market do does not keep them from participating.
Right.
Nonetheless, increasingly describe it as that casino on Wall Street. Well, people who are inclined to either love the market or hate it, a lot of it depends on what you bought, and even more importantly, when you bought it,
right,
when you bought in. Mr. Dow and Mr. Jones started an index to provide a numerical answer when people ask, well, what did the market do today? So there was an index of 30 stocks that originally were simply the closing market prices of those 30 stocks that were representative of the New York Stock Exchange. Well, that was, 115 years ago. There's not one of them that's still, in fact, most of them don't even exist, but there's not one of them that's still in the Dow 30. Right. But it is worth pointing out that in the year 2000, the stock market hit at that point, the Dow hit its all-time high in the Clinton-era high-tech boom of a Dow that was 11,723.
Right.
Don't remember that number as we're reading here.
Well, you got it written down.
But then I couldn't have told you within 500 points of where these were, except knowing what the swing was. But in this case, in shortly after the terrorist attacks in 2001 and early 2002, the Dow had dropped to 7,286. By 2007, it had incrementally grown again during the great housing bubble back up to 14,124, still the all-time high. By February of 2009, after cratering, like the first week that Obama was in office, the market the new administration had inherited was down to 7,062. Since then, it peaked at 12,876 earlier this year and has dropped back down to 10,850 as of midday on Wednesday. Now, what that means is, and just in round terms, there was a drop of 4,500 points, a gain of 7,000, a drop of 7,000, a gain of 6,800, and a drop of 2,000, all those occurring in 11 years. Now, say you want to put Social Security into that casino?
So
it is nonetheless where a lot of people have got at least part of their retirement assets.
Right.
That's something that in terms of deciding, though, the conventional wisdom about the stock market is either true or false depending upon when you got into it. We're going to pick up on a couple of more elements of the conventional wisdom, including politics, when we rejoin you.
That sounds exciting. Mr. Aiken, thank you so much for joining us and for breaking down a little conventional wisdom, and let's do this again.
We'll bash it again.
All right. We are your station.